I'm very happy to come here to meet you all, dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope I'll be much benefited by your association. And also I thank you one and all that you have given me some opportunity to speak some Harikatha, Krishna Katha. All of you know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva photo is here. And all of you know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I hope so. You know? Yourself? What's your name?
Trafford.
Mr. Trafford, you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You don't know? Don't you come to this?
My first time.
First time you came? Oh. You know?
No.
You don't know? You know? You know? Huh? Huh? You know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Also you came first time?
He said he doesn't know him personally.
No. You might have heard about him. Haven't you heard about him?
Oh, yes.
You have heard about him, isn't it? What's your name, please?
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Achha, very good name. Jai. So, Mr. Jai, you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isn't it? You have heard something about him. What have you heard about him?
He was constantly chanting the glories of the
Holy. He was constantly chanting Hare Krishna, isn't it? And do you know who is he?
He is Krishna.
Krishna is chanting his own name. That is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yes, he knows very well. Yes. When Krishna chants his own name, he is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yes, he is Krishna. He is not different from Krishna. But why is chanting his own name, Mr. Jai?
For the benefit of us. For our benefit.
Our benefit? Mm. What benefit shall we derive out of that?
What benefit?
Yes.
Our liberation from Maya.
Achha. If you chant Hare Krishna, then you will be liberated from Maya. Therefore, he came and chanted Hare Krishna for us, isn't it? And what is the need of the Krishna to come and chant his holy name? His devotee may come and chant. Why himself come and chant? What is the need? His devotee, isn't it? Many devotees are there. His own associates are there. They may have come and chanted. Why himself? He came and chanted Hare Krishna. Huh? You know? You know Bhakta Ras?
Because when Krishna 5,000 years ago came, and when he went back to his abode, he said, well, I've spoken about the Bhagavad Gita, theoretically. But I have not shown the people practically how to do it. And in this age of Kali Yuga, they are so ignorant, so foolish, and they will not know. So I have to go back and show them practically how they... I have given the instruction in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhyamam Parijaya, to surrender completely to me, to read theoretically, but I have not shown practically how to do that. So that's why I have to go back to teach them how to surrender.
Teach Krishna. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Last Dwapar Yuga, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, Bhagavan, in his own sarup, as son of Nanda Maharaj, or Yashoda Mata, Yashoda Nandan, or Nanda Nandan, 200 form, 3 places, bent, crooked, flute in his hand, Shyam Sundar, pick a feather on his head, very beautiful to look at, isn't it? So, his Leela Purushottama manifested varieties of Leelas. At last, in his Kurukshetra Leela, battlefield of Kurukshetra, who drove the chariot of his dear devotee Arjuna and gave his message, the form of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, for all of us, isn't it? That's for all of us. He gave the mass message through Arjuna to us. There he gave confidential, more confidential, most confidential instructions. And his most confidential instruction is Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Raja Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Majjaji Mang Namaskuru. Think of me always. Do you understand? Think of me always, constantly, day and night, 24 hours. Keep Krishna in your mind. Abandon all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. That is the most confidential instruction, isn't it, Mr. Joy? Are you thinking of Krishna constantly, day and night, 24 hours? No. Why are you not thinking? You have not put Krishna in your mind, Mr. Joy?
Not 24 hours, unfortunately.
How many hours are you thinking of Krishna? You don't know? 1 hour?
Maybe.
More?
Maybe.
2 hours?
Maybe.
You can't say? 2 hours, 3 hours, like that. But cannot think of Krishna 24 hours? Krishna says, Manmana Bhava. That's most confidential instruction, isn't it? Think of me always, constantly. Keep Krishna in your mind. But you cannot keep Krishna in your mind, isn't it? Stupid mind. Mind is very stupid, rascal mind. Stubborn, disobedient mind. Though Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our only well-wishing friend for our benefit, he says this, and still our stupid mind cannot think of Krishna, isn't it? What he thinks, Mr. Joy? What he thinks? Instead of thinking of Krishna, what this stupid mind thinks? What your stupid mind thinks all the time? Only 2-3 hours you think of Krishna, you say. Rest of the time, what your stupid mind thinks? Bolo, Mr. Joy.
Think about everything else except.
You are a married man? You have wife? Your stupid mind thinks of your wife. Your son or child. Kid, isn't it? Sutamito Ramani Rochinta, isn't it? Stupid mind don't think Krishna. Thinks of his wife, his kid, his friends, isn't it, Mr. Joy? Yes. Krishna says, think of me, but your stupid mind not, don't think. Why it is so? Why it is so? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our only well-wishing friend, what is most beneficial for us, he gave us that instruction, but we cannot follow. We cannot think of Krishna. Stupid mind don't think. Why it is so? You don't know, Mr. Jai? You don't know? Why your stupid mind thinks of wife and kids and kith and kin? Why cannot think of Krishna? What is the reason? You don't know?
Because we're not used to thinking of Krishna. We used to enjoying this world for so long.
You are not used to think of. But when you're coming and hearing that Krishna's instruction, you should be used to think of Krishna. This is Krishna's instruction. And most confidential instruction, not ordinary instruction. Don't you want to have the most benefit, then this is most confidential instruction, why can't you think of? Why can't you practice? What do you require for it? That's a question. What do you require for it that stupid mind can think of Krishna day and night 24 hours? And why you think of the wife, son and daughter, kids and kin? This is question of love. Do you follow? Joy. Yes. You have developed some love, some attraction towards wife, to your kids and kin, to this body, bodily relations, isn't it? You have not developed love towards Krishna. Therefore, stupid mind cannot think of Krishna. Instead, thinking of this body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, isn't it? That is this only reason, the question of love. Huh? Without love, nobody can think of Krishna constantly, day and night, 24 hours. Without love, nobody can surrender unto Krishna. Do you follow? Krishna says, Sarva-dharmān paityajya māmekam sarvam-vraja. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. That is the last, most concluding instruction, isn't it? Last instruction, last order. Other everything cancelled, whatever he has given beforehand. Huh? Do you understand? But we cannot. Huh? Because this question of love. Krishna is the only object of love. Understand, Mr. Jay? Krishna is the only object of love. Yes. Unless we put Krishna in the platform of love, or unless we develop love for Krishna, how can we think of Krishna day and night, 24 hours? How can we surrender unto him? Unless you have love, you cannot surrender to Krishna. Your so-called surrender, either partial, or artificial, or conditional. Not complete or true surrender. Understand, Mr. Jay? Yes, this love is required. Krishna said what he said, Bhakta Raj, theoretically he said. As he is our only well-wishing friend, when the wound of his lila went to his eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan, there he thinks, oh, I only said theoretically all these things. And after Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga has come. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means an age of quarreling. Kali means quarreling, fighting. Two persons are quarreling and fighting. Two families are quarreling and fighting. Two groups of men, communities are also quarreling and fighting. Two countries quarreling and fighting. Yes, this is Kali Yuga. And simple age. Consciously or unconsciously, everybody is engaged in sinful activities. It's a degraded age, most degraded age, do you understand? And consciousness is polluted. Krishna was thinking how the people of Kali Yuga can understand what I have taught. They cannot understand it. If someone is fortunate, if he can understand it and practice it in his life, then definitely he'll get me, come back to me. Understand? But Kali Yuga people, they cannot because consciousness is polluted, degraded. All are engaged in sinful activities, consciously, unconsciously, they don't know that we are doing some sinful activity. Most of them don't know it. Huh? How can they? So he thought of, no, I have to go again. I have to go again and teach practically how to surrender. How to surrender, do you understand? And how to keep Krishna constantly in mind. Always think of the needed prema. That means I'll give Krishna prema. Without that prema, love is not possible. So he came to give Krishna prema in the form of, he didn't come in the form of Krishna. He came in the form of a devotee. Do you understand? Though he is Krishna, but he came in the form of a devotee. Do you understand? He developed this mentality of a devotee. Apane karimu bhakta bhavam ikare, apane achari bhakti sikhamu sabare. I'll go as a devotee, I'll practice devotion in my life and teach it. Understand, Mr. Jay? Krishna thought of like that. So, he accepted, he assumed the mentality of a devotee, the mood of a devotee, came as a devotee, though he is Krishna, but didn't come as a Krishna. Do you understand? But those who know this Astra Tattva, they understand he is Krishna. But he came as a devotee to teach us devotion, to teach us how to surrender, and give us that prema that is needed for surrender, that is needed to keep Krishna constantly day and night, 24 hours in mind. He is known as prema purushottama, Krishna is known as lila purushottama, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is known as prema purushottama, because he gives Krishna prema, nobody gives. Srila Rupa Goswami offers this pranam mantra, namo mahavadanyaya, Krishna prema pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaura Tuishanam. Mahavadanya, most munificent incarnation, because Krishna prema pradayate, he gives Krishna prema. Do you understand? I offer my pranam, obeisance to him, that prema purushottama Gauranga, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, who came? His name is Krishna Chaitanya, and who is not different from Krishna. Do you understand? The most munificent incarnation, he gives Krishna prema, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Understand, Mr. J? Without that prema, there is no question of surrender at all. And no question of thinking Krishna constantly day and night, 24 hours. So he came to give Krishna prema. Do you understand? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Mahajan Acharya of our line, Gauriya Vaishnava Acharya, Mahajan, he has sung a very nice song. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari. Suparsodo Suyodhamo Sohobotori. Suparsodo Suyodhamo Sohobotori. Atyanta Durlava Primo Korivari Dano. Atyanta Durlava Primo Korivari Dano. Sikhaiso Runagoti Gokotiro Prano. Sikhaiso Runagoti Gokotiro Prano. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful. Therefore, showering his mercy on jivas, especially jivas of Kali Yuga, most fallen, degraded jivas, he descended here in this material world with his dham, with his associates. Do you understand? With his dham and associates, five features, pancha tattva. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita, Gadadharu, Srivasa, with his associates, his devotees, he descended here. For what purpose? Atyanta durlabha prema kurivari dana sikhaya sranagati. Bhagavata, in order to give that prema, Krishna prema, love of Krishna, which is very, very rare thing, is not easy thing. Even Brahma, the part of Brahma, not easy to get Krishna prema, but to speak of others, such rare thing, Krishna prema, to give up durlabha prema, their achievement prema, that is the goal of our human life. That's the goal of our human life, that Krishna prema is fifth purusartha, supreme purusartha. Do you understand? This life is meant for that. Understand? Mr. J is not meant for developing love to your wife or son or daughter or friend. Our life is meant to develop prema and love towards Krishna. Do you understand? You know, to give that and to teach saranagati, surrender, how to surrender unto Krishna. Because without that prema, his surrender is not possible at all. So he came from Mahavadanya Avatar, most munificent incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prema Purushottama. So, though he is Krishna, so but his mentality is mentality of a mood of a devotee, especially mood of Radharani. Always crying for Krishna. You understand? Always crying, chanting, Gauranga Balite Habe, Pulaka Sarira, Huri Huri Balite Nuyonu Bahere. Why? If you utter name of Gauranga, your whole body will be static. The hairs on the body will be erected. Do you understand, Mr. J? Why? Because Hari Hari Balite Nuyonu Bahere. He is Lord Hari. But chanting, uttering name of Hari, he sets tears. He teaches practically. Krishna is a theoretical speaker, but Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. Do you understand? Krishna comes as Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. You have to cry for Krishna, Mr. J. Isn't it? You have to cry for Krishna. Because he's our object of love. If you lose, you cannot get, why shall not we cry? If you lose your hard-earned money, you are crying. Day and night, 24, all my money, business, went, go. My business fell, my capital, gone. Day and night crying, isn't it? Mr. J, But who is the object of love? Who is the Lord of our heart? Why shall not we cry for him? If you cannot get him and see him, must cry. Without crying, how can you get it? Get him, Mr. J. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was crying always. He's teaching that you have to cry like that. Otherwise, you cannot get Krishna. Those who have gotten Krishna, they have cried. Dhruva cried, Villamangala cried, and they got. Yes, those who have gotten Krishna, they have cried for Krishna. Unless you cry, how can you get? You follow? So, Mahaprabhu came, then Mahaprabhu took up sannyas, and he stayed in Jagannath Puri Dham. At the age of 24, he took up sannyas. His total period of staying in this material world is 48 years. So, out of 48 years, 24 years he spent in Navadvip Dham, his Grihastha Lila. Then at the age of 24, he took up sannyas. Then 24 years are his sannyas lila. And he came to Jagannath Puri Dham, stayed there. Out of 24 years, 6 years he traveled. Northern India and Southern India and preached. Then continuously 18 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri Dham. Have you gone there, Mr. J? Jagannath Puri? No, go, see. You must go and see that is Dham. Jagannath, Lord Jagannath is there, famous Dham in the world. Mahaprabhu stayed there, do you understand? Yes, you must go. You are such a nice devotee of Jagannath and Gauranga, Mr. J. You have to go there, understand? Yes. Otherwise, how can you get their mercy? You should toss that Dham, take some dust, put it on your head. So, nice, all your life will be changed. Do you follow? So, Mahaprabhu continuously stayed 18 years. 6 years he traveled. Northern India and Southern India and priest. Do you understand? In Kali Yuga, no incarnation is there. Shastra says. Kali Yuga nam rupe Krishna avatar. Nam hoite hoi sarvo jagata nistar. Nam bina kali kale nahi ara dharmo. Sarva mantra sara nama hi shastra marva. All Vedic literature say. Shastric evidence. Kali Yuga no other incarnation. Do you understand? At the end of Kali Yuga, Kalki will come. Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Only 5,000 years have gone, Baba. No incarnation. No. Shastric evidence. This is shastric evidence. But many people say, he is Lord, he is God. Satya Sai Bhagavan. Sai Krishna, Sai Bhagavan. That Bhagavan. So many Bhagavan avatars. My Guru Maharaj says, one who says like that is a rascal. Those who accept him as such, they are all rascals. Beat them with shoes, my Guru Maharaj says. It's all rascals saying that I am Avatar and Bhagavan. And so mother rascals are accepting him. They're all rascals. Shastric evidence, no avatar in the meantime. Do you understand? Though Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he came as a devotee. Disguised incarnation, it is said, Channa avatar, disguised incarnation. Do you understand? Disguised incarnation. No avatar is there. So, Mahaprabhu sometimes goes to Vrindavan, and once Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, he stayed in Akrura Tirtha, one place is there, and at that time, some people were speaking, oh, Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. That's a fact, Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But nobody knows he's Krishna. He came as a devotee is crying for Krishna. He doesn't come as Krishna, in the form of Krishna. He came in the form of a devotee. His mood is a mood of a devotee. Nobody knows that he is Krishna. Those very rare persons, those who know Shastra, those of the Shastra Chakhyo, they only know. They are very few. Do you understand? But many people are talking, oh, Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. Every morning, you get up, you hear, oh, yes, I saw Krishna. Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. So one day in the morning, when Mahaprabhu, the place where Mahaprabhu was staying, many people were just talking. Yes, yes, Krishna has appeared. Then Mahaprabhu asked them, Loko kohe Krishna prakato, Dukayo dohoryo dole, Loko kohe Krishna prakato, Kaliyo dohoryo dole, Kaliyo siri nirtya kori, Ponaratna jari Nurtya kare Ponaratna jari. They are saying, oh yes, in Kaliyadaha, in Jamuna, where Kaliya stays, Kaliyadaha, Krishna has appeared. Yes, he is dancing in the hoods of Kaliya, and Kaliya, on his hood there is jewel, money, looks so effulgent. Yes, people are saying. So, conditioned soul, who has four defects, Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa, Karana, Patava, isn't it? That means his senses are defective. Do you understand? Your senses are defective, not perfect. Not free from defect. He has cheating propensity, he commits wrong, he is very easily captured by Maya. These are four defects of conditioned soul. So what conditioned soul sees, is it correct? Your senses are defective, conditioned soul. What you see, is it correct, Mr. J? Are you seeing correctly? What you see, that's not correct. As for example, you are sitting in a fast-moving train. Very fast moving. You are sitting in the compartment. Look at the trees standing by the rail. How do you see? They are running very swiftly backward. So is it correct? No, the trees are running. Mr. J says, no, trees, I see. Trees are running. I sit tight. I am not running. So is it correct? No, you are running, trees standing still, do you understand? But you have defects, conditioned soul, four defects, your senses are defective, therefore you see it in a defective way, it's not correct. Similarly, people see at night that, Krishna has appeared in Kaliyodaha, dancing in the hoods of Kaliyanaga, and the jewel on his hood Oh, very important. It's burning.
They see.
But what they see is defective, it's not true. Conditioned soul, how can you see it? Do you understand? So, but Mahaprabhu is Krishna, isn't it? Not different from Krishna. One who sees Krishna, definitely sees Mahaprabhu, definitely sees Krishna, because he is not different from Krishna. But this conditioned soul, they don't understand, they cannot understand that Mahaprabhu is Krishna. They can see, they have no vision. So, whom they are saying Krishna? Whom they are seeing and whom they are saying Krishna? Conscious. Do you understand? Seeing this thing, Mahaprabhu laughed. Mahaprabhu laughed. Mahaprabhu asked, have you seen? Oh yes, I see with my own eyes. Can't I disbelieve my eyes? Are Baba, what you see is not correct. Can't I disbelieve my eyes? Mahaprabhu asked, have you seen? Oh yes, I have seen with my own eyes. There is no doubt at all. Mahaprabhu laughed. Ei mata tini ratri loker gomon sobe ashi kahe Krishna pailo. Three nights people see, they say, we see. Next morning they said, yes, we got the darshan of Krishna. And that's a fact. Mahaprabhu has gone to Vrindavan, it Krishna has appeared. But they don't know whom they are seeing and whom saying Krishna. All right. Mahaprabhu had a servant. His name is Balabhadra Bhattacharya. You understand? His name was Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He is with Mahaprabhu. So, he is very simple. He was hearing every day, for continuously 3 days. People are coming and saying this thing. Then once he prayed to Mahaprabhu. Agyadeho jai kori Krishna daro sahane Agyadeho jai kori Krishna daro sahane Agyadeho jai kori Krishna daro sahane आज्ञा देहो जाई करी कृष्णा नर देन बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य सेड प्लीज परमिट मी अलाउ मी आई शैल गो एंड हैव द दर्शन ऑफ कृष्ण ही इज विद कृष्ण बट ही कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड बिकॉज द कंडीशन ऑफ सोल हैज सच बिल्डरमेंट डू यू अंडरस्टैंड महाप्रभु व्हेन हर्ड this thing that he is praying, requesting Mahaprabhu, please allow me. Mahaprabhu slapped him nicely. Very good slap, do you understand? Tabe tare kahe Prabhu chapodo mariya Tabe tare kahe Prabhu chapodo mariya মূর্খের বাক্যে মূর্খ হইলা পণ্ডিত হইয়া মূর্খের বাক্যে মূর্খ হইলা পণ্ডিত হইয়া মহাপুরুষ স্ল্যাভড হিম হিয়ারিং দি রাস্কেলস ইউ হ্যাভ বিকম রাস্কেল ইউ হার্ড অল দি রাস্কেলস এন্ড ইউ হ্যাভ বিকম রাস্কেল স্ল্যাভড হিম Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he is with Krishna. And he is asking, yes, please, give me permission, I will go to see Krishna. People are seeing, yes, Krishna has appeared in Kaliya Daho, is dancing in the hoods of Kaliya Naga at night. Mahaprabhu slapped him. Do you understand? Then Mahaprabhu said, because this is the bewilderment of conditioned soul, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya was put into such bewilderment. Therefore, in order to release him from the bewilderment, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna kene doro sonu dive koli kale Krishna kene doro sonu ভ্রমী মূর্খ লোক পরে কোলা হবে নিজ ভ্রমী মূর্খ লোক পরে কোলা হবে মহাপ্রভু সে ওয়াই কৃষ্ণ হলে অ্যাপিয়ার ইন কলিযুগ ওয়াই কৃষ্ণ হলে গিভ দর্শন ইন কলিযুগ বিকজ নো ইনকার্নেশন ইজ ইন কলিযুগ At the end of Kali Yuga, that is 432,000 years after, Kalki will appear. No incarnation, no, nothing. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu is authority. Mahaprabhu Krishna himself. Huh? Do you understand? Why Krishna will give darshan in Kali Yuga? Why will appear in Kali Yuga? Huh? Nija bhrami murkha loko kori kodhale. Because conditioned soul is put in bewilderment, therefore he is raising a hue and cry. Oh, yeah. Krishna has appeared, I have seen with my own eyes. Do you understand? So, then Mahaprabhu said to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Batulana hoyo gori raho tobo siya Batulana hoyo gori raho tobo siya কৃষ্ণ দর্শন করিও কালি রাত্রে যাইয়া কৃষ্ণ দর্শন করিও কালি রাত্রে যাইয়া মহাপ্রভু সেড টু বলভদ্র ভট্টাচার্য ডোন্ট বি ম্যাড স্টে ইন দিস হাউস টুমোরো নাইট উইল গো অ্যান্ড সি কৃষ্ণ নট টুডে ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড স্টেজ So next morning again people came. Do you understand? But that morning some gentlemen came. They are nice, sober gentlemen. Mahaprabhu asked, Have you seen Krishna? In Kaliya Daha? Then those people said truth. They are nice, sober gentlemen. Do you understand? They speak the truth. What they said? লোক কহে রাত্রে কৈবত্য নৌকাতে চড়িয়া লোক কহে রাত্রে কৈবত্য কালিয় দহে মৎস্য মারে দেউটি জালিয়া কালিয় দহে মৎস্য মারে দেউটি জলিয়া দূর হইতে তাহা দেখি লোকের হয়ে ভ্রম দূর হইতে তাহা দেখি লোকের হয়ে ভ্রম কালিয়ের শরীরে কৃষ্ণ করিছে নর্তন কালিয়ের শরীরে কৃষ্ণ করিছে নর্তন নৌকাতে কালিয় জ্ঞান দ্বীপে রত্ন জ্ঞানে নৌকাতে কালিয় জ্ঞান দ্বীপে রত্ন জ্ঞানে জালিয়ারে মূঢ় লোক কৃষ্ণ করি মানে জালিয়ারে মূঢ় লোক They are gentlemen, sober men, they spoke the truth. They said, during the night time, a fisherman goes to fish. Do you understand? To Kaliya Daha, taking his boat and with a torch. Do you understand? He every night goes there to, with his net to catch fish. So, these Mura rascals, they have defective vision. From a distance they see at night that boat appears to them as a kalyo, naga, serpent, and Jalya, the fisherman standing on the boat. Oh, Krishna is standing on the hood of kalyo, naga, and dancing, and he has torch with his hand. He says, oh, that is the effulgent jewel in the hood of Krishna, kalyo, naga. They say like that. You see, is a fisherman with a boat and is a torch. No Krishna. Do you understand? So, how the consensus sees and how his defective vision, how his bewilderment. And that's a fact. Mahaprabhu has come, who is not different from Krishna. Krishna has definitely appeared in Vrindavan. But whom they speak Krishna, whom they see, that's a question. Do you understand? Kaha Krishna dekhe kaha brahmamani? Thanu purushe jatso viparita vyani? Where they see Krishna, to whom they speak that Krishna? They speak, seeing a jaliya, a fisherman, oh, he saw Krishna. Really they are seeing Mahaprabhu, they don't say that he is Krishna. Isn't it? This is condition. So, defective vision. Thanu purusha. That means, I was saying that thing, that in dark night, if you are going, and one dry tree is there, standing there beside the road, dark night, here is electricity, but for electricity fails, it's so dark, you are going, a dry tree, no green, 2 weeks leaves, dry, looks white, oh! A ghost is standing there, Seeing a dry tree, people say, a ghost is standing there, yes? Because of their defective vision. Therefore, those people seeing the fisherman at night from a distance, standing on his boat and a torch in hand, oh, Krishna has appeared and dancing in the hood of Kalya. The boat, and the appear as kalyo naga, kalyo snake, and the fisherman appeared as Krishna for them, and his torch appeared as the money, jewel, on the hood. Do you understand? So, those people, they spoke the truth. Then Mahaprabhu said, kaha paila Krishna darasana? Mahaprabhu asked them, where do you see Krishna? Those gentlemen. Loko koye sanyasi tumi jangama narayana. Loko koye sanyasi tumi jangama narayana. Vrindavani hoila tumi Krishna avataro, Vrindavani hoila tumi Krishna avataro, toma dekhi sarvaloko hoilo nistaro, toma dekhi sarvaloko hoilo nistaro. When Mahaprabhu asked, where do you see Krishna? They are gentlemen, so men. They saw, you are sannyasi. Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. You are sannyasi. You are moving Narayana. You are. Do you understand? Vrindavan Ahila, you have appeared in Vrindavan. Seeing you, all of us will be delivered. They saw. Then what did Mahaprabhu do? Understand? Mahaprabhu, said, no, I am not Krishna, I am a mere jiva. He is actually Krishna. But what he says, I am not Krishna, I am a mere jiva. Don't think a jiva as Krishna. When they say that you are moving Narayana, you are sannyasi, then Mahaprabhu kahe, Prabhu kahe Vishnu, Vishnu, ihana kohiva, Prabhu kahe Vishnu, Vishnu, ihana kohiva, jiva dhomi Krishna jnana, कभु ना करीबा सन्यासी चित कण जीव किरण कण सम सन्यासी चित कण जीव सड़ी सूर्य पूर्ण कृष्ण ओय सूर्य प्रभु सड़ी सूर्य पूर्ण कृष्ण ओय सूर्य प्रभु जीव ईश्वर तत्व प्रभु नही सम जीव ईश्वर तत्व प्रभु नही सम जोड़ोदग्नी राशि जैसे स्फुलिंगे रोकण जोड़ोदग्नी राशि जैसे स्फुलिंगे रोकण री ट्रांसलेशन व्हाट प्रभु सेड महाप्रभु सेड
विष्णु विष्णु डू नॉट कॉल मी द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time.
Yes.
Do not even say such a thing.
Yes.
The sannyasi in the renounced order is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole. Just as a shining molecule particle of sunshine is part and parcel of the sun itself.
Yes.
Krishna is like the sun,
full
of six opulences. But the living entity is only a fragment of the complete whole. A living entity and the absolute personality of Godhead are never to be considered equal, just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame.
That's not flame, Mahaprabhu. This is Mahaprabhu's teachings. Do you understand? And though he is Krishna, but he said, no, I am a mere jiva. Sannyasi is a mere jiva. A jiva cannot be Krishna. Do you understand? Krishna is Krishna, who is pulled in six types of opulences, Sarisujyapunna. He is like a fulgent sun, jiva is like a spark. Do you understand? Jiva and Ishvara, jiva and Bhagavan cannot be equal. Do you understand? That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. His teaching, he is a practical teacher, though he is Krishna. But when the soul person, gentleman said, you are moving Narayan. He said, no, I am mere jiva. A sannyasi cannot become Narayana. Sannyasi is a mere jiva. Do you follow? But Mahaprabhu's teaching. But Maharaj is sannyasis. When they take up sannyas, they think, I am Narayana, I am Narayana, I am now one with Narayana. Maharaj is sannyasis. They say, but Vaishnava sannyasi never says, no, we are jiva, we are servant of Krishna, we are that fragmental ray of a fulgent sun. And do you understand? Krishna is like a fulgent sun. So those Maharaj is sannyasis, when they take up sannyas, they say Narayana. Naro Narayana bhavet. If Naro is the man who will take up sannyas, and this Mahabhava sannyas, they are ekdambi sannyasi, but Vaishnava sannyas, tridambi sannyasi, and then he becomes Narayana. That's Mahabhava philosophy. That's incorrect. That's incorrect, Mahaprabhu. Defeated Mahabhava philosophy. So when those Mahabhava sannyasis, somebody comes and pays obeisance, they say, Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayana. Yes, paying obeisance to Narayana. But jiva cannot be Narayana. Do you understand? Therefore, Mahaprabhu is teaching this thing. If someone thinks the jiva as Narayana or Krishna, he becomes offender, great offender. Do you understand? He becomes great offender. That is Mayavadi aparadhi. Therefore, Mayavadi Krishna aparadhi. Mayavadis are great offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna because they say I become Narayana now. Do you understand? I am equal with Narayana. Jiva cannot become equal with Narayana or Krishna. Do you understand? Jiva is a mere fragmental part, just a spark. Do you understand? Narayana or Krishna is effulgent, complete sun. Krishna chinmayo bhaskaro, jiva kirana kana. Krishna is chinmayo bhaskaro. Krishna is spiritual sun. And jiva is a spark. How this spark will be equal to complete sun? Cannot be. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. But Mayavadi Sannyasi, they say so. That philosophy is defective philosophy, wrong philosophy at all. Completely wrong philosophy. That Mahaprabhu cautions us. Don't go to Mayavadis. Don't listen to their philosophy. If you do, your bhakti vritti will be completely doomed, finished. Do you understand? Go to a Vaishnava Sannyasi. Gaura Priyajana, a dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Tridandi Sannyasi, who has accepted Tridanda, Vaishnava Sannyasi, Vaishnava Acharya, and here Bhagavata, Krishna Katha from him, and here the Tattva from him. Do you understand? They speak the truth, they speak the correct Tattva. But Mayavadis, their philosophy is incorrect. Do you understand? Defective. Incorrect, they are great offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then so that Mahaprabhu questioned. And Mahaprabhu defeated many Mahavadi sannyasis in Kashi. He went to Kashi. Kashi, there are thousands of Mahavadi sannyasis. Their leader was Prakashananda Saraswati. Mahaprabhu went there. Unless Mahaprabhu showers his mercy unto these Mahavadis, they cannot be delivered at all. No. There is no question of their deliverance. They are great offenders. Aparadi, Krishna Aparadi. Even Mahaprabhu is so wonderfully merciful. He even showered his mercy upon Mayavadi's great offenders also. He showered his mercy. Yes. He went to Kashi to deliver those Mayavadis. He went there. And there was discussion, and Mahaprabhu defeated their bogus philosophy. They established correct Vaishnava philosophy. At last all Mahavadis, sannyasis headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, they accepted Mahaprabhu, they all chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy. They became Vaishnava. Otherwise the Mahavadis cannot be delivered. When Mahaprabhu went to Kashi, Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in the street with the devotees. One of the men, this Mahavadi, Prakashananda's men, reported to Prakashananda, oh, a sannyasi from Bengal has come and is chanting and dancing in the road. And Prakashananda Saraswati criticized, sannyasi nama matra varam indrajali. Kashipure Nabikavitar Bhavakali. Oh, he is by name only sannyasi. Not true sannyasi. He is a great juggler. Juggler. In Kashipura his jugglery cannot be sold. He criticized. Do you understand? Criticized. Because they are thinking, oh yeah, great sannyasi is here. We sannyasi. They are so puffed up, proud fellows. Therefore Mahaprabhu, they criticized Mahaprabhu, what to speak of others. Do you understand? So those were Mahaprabhu's men, they heard, that is very painful to them to hear. So they came to Mahaprabhu, they say, oh, Prakashananda Saraswati is saying like that by name you are sannyasi and you are a great juggler, and in Kashipura your jugglery cannot be sold. Mahaprabhu heard and only smiled. Mahaprabhu tolerated it. Tarorivo saishuna. Mahaprabhu's instruction, be as tolerant as tree. Yes, otherwise you cannot do Hari Bhajan. Amani manada, trunada visuni china, taruriva saishuna, amani na manadina kirtaniya sadahari. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. If you chant Hare Krishna, Mr. J, then this you should develop this mentality. Think yourself as more insignificant than a blade of grass lying in the street. Lowest of the low, no pride. You understand? So humble. And Tarariva Saishuna, be as tolerant as tree. Yes, if you cut the tree into pieces, one into ashes, never objects, isn't it, Mr. J? He never objects. So tolerant. Huh? Be as tolerant as tree. Omani manada, don't demand respect for yourself, pay respect to one and all. Because they are all Krishna dasas. They are all servants of Krishna. Krishna is there in their heart. Therefore, pay respect to one another. This is the mentality. One should develop and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And definitely you get Krishna prema. Do you understand? Mr. J, this is Mahaprabhu's most important instruction. Do you understand? So, Mahaprabhu only smiled. He tolerated. He didn't get angry. Huh? Do you understand? Then Mahaprabhu said, Oh, Baba Kali Vechite Kasipure Oilang Grahako Namile. Huh? Do you understand? Laya Jabu Gauri. Huh? Baba Kali Vechite Oilang Kasipure Grahako Namile. Because na jaye laya jabu ghare. Oh, I came to sell my jewelry in Kashipura, but customers are not available. What shall I do? All I take my whole load and go back home, because it's not, customers are not available. Then I said, bhari boja loya kene phera hai nyo, sarpa sarpa mulle paida hai thai bechiwa. Oh, I came with a very heavy load. Again I'll take back to my home, that heavy load. No. If only some meager amount of money is available, I'll sell it here. Because he has gone there to shower his mercy on those mayavadis, to deliver them. Therefore he said like that. He tolerated. Though he is Supreme Lord, how tolerant. He's Sarvori Vasaisana. Tolerated, he smiled only. He didn't get angry. Never angry at all. Do you understand? He didn't get angry. Mahaprabhu practical teaching. Do you understand? So then, by the will of Mahaprabhu, this is Supreme Lord, his will is Supreme Will. The one assembly of sannyasis was arranged. Huh? One Brahman arranged an assembly of sannyasis. He invited all sannyasis. He came to Mahaprabhu and invited. I said, I know you generally don't go to that assembly, because Mahaprabhu never goes to the Mahaprabhu. I know, still I request you, please come. And this is by the will of Mahaprabhu, it was being arranged. Mahaprabhu, yes, I'll go there. Mahaprabhu went there. And they were all sitting in a very big pandal. Mahaprabhu sat down at a place where people generally wash their feet. He sat down there, didn't go to the pandal. So humble. Mahaprabhu is so humble. The practical teaching, how we should be humble. No pride at all. Do you understand? Huh? Then, some effulgence was coming from his face, body. And though Mayavadi Sannyasi, Prakasananda, their leader, so effulgent. He came down and said, Oh, please come. Come to Pendal. I said, No. I have no qualification. I am very, very degraded fellow. I am murkha. I have no knowledge. I am not worthy to go there. You are a very worthy person. You must. No, you come. You are from our sampradaya, because Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas from Kesava Bharati, Mayavadi sannyasi. They were from our sampradaya, please go there. They dragged him there. Then dragged him there, made him seated there. Then the question, discussion came. Then Mahaprabhu defeated their philosophy. Mayavadi philosophy established the Shuddha, pure Vaishnava philosophy. Huh? Then sannyasis, they are defeated, they accepted what Mahaprabhu said. Mahaprabhu is supreme authority. Vedanta comes from him, with Vedanta. But they think we are Vedanta Vadi, nobody knows Vedanta. Mahaprabhu defeated that. And they admitted, and they got there by Mahaprabhu's mercy. And so they became Vaishnava. They all chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. And danced. And Kali Yuga Dharma, hai, Nam Sankirtana, Yadadarthi Avatinna Sajita. This Kali Yuga Dharma is only Nam Sankirtana, no other dharma is there. And this all Shastra Marma, all Sabveda, Shastra's evidence from Vedic literature. Hare Nam, Nam, Iva Kevalam Kalu, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva Kapiram. In Kali Yuga there is no other way, Hare Nam, Iva Kevalam. Take shelter of the holy name. Do you understand? Holy name is Krishna. None different from Krishna, no other incarnation. So, Mr. De, Mr. Trevor, Mr.
Michael,
you all chant Hare Krishna, all right? Understand? And this very life, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai, gaur pranamande
hari hari.
So if there's any question, even to this day, modern Hinduism, many people who are adherents to this orthodox Hinduism would be very upset to hear this.
Yeah, they'll be upset.
In fact,
but we speak the truth. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, my Guru Maharaj, Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, they have said, preach fearlessly, boldly, no compromise. My Guru Maharaj came to West, preach boldly, fearlessly. He said, you rascal! So, who can say? Rascal. You can say they will beat you with the swords. But he said, you rascal! Great philosopher, great scientist, great politician, he said, rascal. And they accepted, oh yes, we are rascal. Because speak truth. Speak the truth boldly, fearlessly, no compromise. Understand? Yes. That should be done. Otherwise, how the truth will be established? You understand? Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is like that. All Vaishnava Acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada and Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they have done like that. We should do like that. Let them be upset, but we should speak very boldly and emphasizingly, yes. I am speaking truth and quoting authority, Veda, Vedic evidence. You understand? It is not concocted theory. They have nothing to say. All right. All right, thank you.